The Choctaw people say, when people first came up out of the ground, people were encased in cocoons. Their eyes were closed. Their limbs were folded tightly to their bodies. This was true of all the people, the bird people, animal people, insect people, and the human people. The Great Spirit took pity on them and sent down someone to unfold their limbs, dry them off, and open their eyes. But the open eyes saw nothing because the world was dark. No sun, no moon, not even any stars. All the people moved around by touch. And if they found something that didn't eat them first, they ate it raw, for they had no fire to cook it. All the people met in a great powwow, with the animal people and the bird people taking the lead and the human people hanging back. The animal people and the bird people decided life was not good. Life was cold and miserable. A solution must be found, they said. Someone spoke from the dark.
I have heard the people in the east have fire.
This caused a stir of wonder. What could fire be? There was a general discussion, and then it was decided, if, as rumor had it, fire was warm and fire gave light, they should have fire too. Another voice said,
the people of the east are too greedy to share their fire with us.
So it was decided the bird and the animal people should just steal the fire from the greedy ones to the east. But who should have the honor? Grandmother Spider volunteered,
I can do it, I can do it, let me try.
But at the same time, Opossum began to speak.
I, Opossum, am a great chief of the animals. I will go to the east. And since I am a great hunter, I will take the fire and I will hide it in my bushy hair on my tail.
Well, it was well known that Opossum had the furriest tail of all the animals, and so he was selected. When Opossum came to the east, he found the beautiful red...